and welcome to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. This is Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. It was another 80-degree day here in East Rutherford. Beautiful weather as it continues to cooperate for Tom Coughlin and his men of the Big Blue. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, and for the next 30 minutes, Roman Oben and I will take you through the highlights of today's events at Giants Training Camp. And coming up in just a bit, Jason Pierre-Paul talks with Bob Papa. We will also analyze the rest of the Giants' defensive line. But Roman, today's big news is the fact that guys had uppers on. That means shoulder pads, and we had a little bit of hitting for the first time in camp.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, look at the whole offseason. You got the OTAs, mini camps, and the organized activities. Now you get into full pads, and now you're getting to the physical part of practice, and this is where players really get physically ready to play, helmets and shoulder pads. I mean, it's football, but now training camp has officially started.
Yeah, we had some Rice Krispies going, a little snap, crackle, and pop, as rookie linebacker Devin Kennard whacked Barrett Jackson on a special teams drill.
Yeah, Paul, this is what I call a tempo setter. This is a special teams drill where you have to protect a punt blocker, and then in this play, I mean, look at the physical, goes inside, finishes the block. I mean, you get everyone riled up, a lot of defensive players. I mean, this is what you like to see, guys really getting emotionally involved in the activity.
I think through the first 4 days of training camp, some of the stuff may be a little mundane. As a player, Roman, when you start getting these one-on-one things going, how much fun is it? How much spark does it give to you?
It's a lot of fun, but most importantly, Paul, it's very, very competitive. One-on-ones, O-line, D-line do their work. You talked about the special teams earlier, but this is when it really, really gets competitive because, again, you're getting physically ready to play.
All right. Now, one of the things the Giants are looking at very closely during this first week of camp is the battle at running back. Now, a lot of people think the Giants will keep 5 running backs. Could it be 1 fullback, 2 fullbacks, maybe 5 halfbacks? Roman, this is a very good problem to have.
Well, it is, and you've got David Wilson back. Rashard Jennings was signed in the offseason, obviously Peyton Hillis. You've got a lot of depth at the position, but I think this is a case, Paul, where you keep the best 5 guys that play the running back position, whether it's, like you said, 1 fullback, 4 running backs, or just 5 good guys, and one guy may have to do both responsibilities.
Now, new running backs coach Craig Johnson was talking about David Wilson earlier this week about how, between all of the running backs in his backfield, he's got the most dynamic moves.
But David certainly brings that spark of burst. He's got the burst. He's got the excitement. He can take the ball to the edge, get to the edge, and do a good job. And he obviously, after having to sit out most of all of the spring, had great energy here yesterday and was really doing a good job. And so I think what he is you've got a couple, 3 or 4 bigger backs on our roster, and you've got that quick back that could be a difference maker. So that's hopefully that we're going to get him on the field and let him show his skills.
Wilson, of course, being a former number one pick, had fumbleitis earlier in his career, then was really great on kickoff returns, and then last year was limited to only 5 games because of a neck injury, Roman, had the surgery, was cleared right before training camp started. What does he have to do to really be a big component in this offense?
Well, to be a big component, Paul, he's got to really be a complete running back. That's pass protection, learning the offense. And then one thing that I call just not having home runitis. I blocked for Darren Sproles in my years at San Diego at the end. I remember him being young and just always wanting to bounce things outside. And that really comes from that college mentality. But you've got to take those 4 yards, take the hole, and then know that those 15, 20, and maybe that home run's going to come later. So for him to be a complete back, he's got to not have home runitis. Work within the integrity of the system, and then use your speed and athletic ability on the second level. And obviously, like Coach said, he's very, very dynamic at the running back.
Now, you know, it's funny, Roman, because everybody wants to make a big play. And, of course, there's a lot of competition with the numbers we talked about at running back. Rashard Jennings, the former Raider who is now a New York Giant, talked about that very factor.
Yeah, now for me, I don't write my checks. I don't make my decisions. Only thing I can control is how hard I work. And I've been that guy in that attitude and that approach at the game since college. So that's where I'm at with it. And however it can contribute, getting first downs, protecting the quarterback, putting points on the board, I'm here.
Now, Jennings is in his 5th NFL season. He has never played 16 games in 1 year before. And Roman, last year he averaged a career-high 12 touches a game. Is durability an issue as you try to work him into the offense?
Well, one good thing about Jennings is he's been a durable guy given his opportunities. He's really worked his way up as a player, came from a small college, but he's a good, solid between-the-tackles runner. He's got a good blue-collar mentality. ideally with touches, you want to be around 350, which is about 22 touches a game, but some weeks it's a lot of screens, some weeks it's pure carries. And hopefully as an offense, you're running the ball at the end of the game to preserve a lead, and that's where I think Jennings is at his best. I mean, he played against the Giants at the Raiders game and did a pretty good job against his defense. So those are the things that you expect from Rashard Jennings.
Well, one other thing that you're going to have to expect from the Giants running backs is that they've got to be able to catch the ball. Coach Johnson says you better show some hands if you want to play.
What I've really preached to our guys is as we've developed our offense is to get in the right place so the quarterback kind of knows where you are. So as he goes through his reads and progressions, if he's unsure if you're the second or maybe the third or maybe the fourth in progression, whatever it might be, that you're in the right place. And then when he throws the ball to you, you have to catch it.
Now, you know, when you talk about the running backs being involved in the passing game, it's not only catching it, it's also in pass protection. Peyton Hillis has shown the ability to do both.
Yeah, and Peyton Hillis, he's had a lot of success in the league, came in, you know, midseason last year, but again, he's really a workhorse. And we talked about this inside, Paul. He's got a little bit leaner, he lost some body fat, still a very strong player, great hands, so he can catch. And he might be your do-it-all guy. I mean, we go back to the maybe keeping the one fullback and four running backs. Having a guy like Peyton Hillis having a good, strong preseason will prove for his case as being maybe that guy that can do running back and fullback duties.
Now, you know, one of the guys who the Giants are really excited about is rookie fourth-round pick Andre Williams. Now, he has shown he could run the ball in college, but even he knows that doing it in the NFL is a little bit of a different story.
You know, the game is faster, but I think it's faster in the sense that the guys across from you have more experience, so they know what to do right now. And, you know, I got to catch up a little bit. But, no, I have a lot of good people around me that are helping me to, you know, study the right things and know what I have to do to catch up.
Now, here's the interesting stat on Williams. Yes, he ran for more than 2,100 yards last year as the nation's leading rusher in college. Yes, he had over 300 carries. But, Roman, throughout his college career at BC, he only caught 10 career passes. He's already shown some improvement since he's been here in East Rutherford about how to catch the ball. But how much of a problem is that for you?
Well, sometimes, you know, when you look at these kids coming out of the draft, I call them kids, it becomes a victim of sometimes circumstance and the opportunities that he might have gotten in college. He was used as a workhorse between the tackles runner when he was at Boston College and wasn't really required to catch the ball a lot. And we talked about this early. You saw him fighting to catch the ball a little bit in some of the mini camps, and now he's getting better. I mean, look, you can't get this portion of your career as an NFL player and not know how to catch. It may be just that you haven't done it a lot. And I think in this offense, he's going to have an opportunity to catch, to run. You talk about the screen game. I mean, something that's been really missing in this Giants offense. He could be that guy. And you talk about later in the season, being a rookie, you look at this running back depth, you want to see this young player, Williams, really pounding out some of these teams on defense at the end of the games, towards the end of the season.
And, you know, to emphasize this point about running backs catching passes, unlike the Giants offenses of the past, when they didn't always have a check down guy, they've got one now. In this new West Coast attack that Coach McAdoo is inserting, they've always got a check down guy. So your receivers better be able to catch the ball. Otherwise, it's a problem.
Yeah, and one good thing about this West Coast offense, and I played with it in Tampa. I mean, every West Coast offense coach takes his own really dimensions, and whether it was Andy Reid with a lot of screens or Mariucci or whoever, but it really goes on what is the personnel that we have and how can we make it effective. You've got a big offensive line. You've got about 1,200 pounds between guard and center, and you've got some big, strong backs. So it's going to enable you to really run the ball first and then do some other options after that. And having good running backs, Paul, is critical for that to succeed.
All right, Roman, so that's enough about the offense. When we come back, Bob Papa had a chance to sit down with Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. He is promising a comeback year. We'll find out why right after this.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp. Back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus, and we're joined by Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul and JPP. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus, and we're joined by Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. And JPP, obviously, last couple of years have been pretty frustrating with the injuries you've had to deal with. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. I'm at 110%, going every day on practice, and I'm out there running, so I'm okay.
What's it like? I mean, you came here, young gun.
Mm-hmm.
You got Justin Tuck, veteran guy,
mm-hmm.
OC here. They're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're the leader now.
Right. Those guys taught me a lot. You know, I learned a lot from them. You know, they're gone. But, you know, from what they taught me, I'm carried on the field. You know, help the new guys out that we got.
How do you respond to the fact that people would say, you know, JPP, they need him to be big in order for this defense to be good in 2014?
Mm-hmm. Really, I don't really pay much attention to it. You know, I just know I'm a great football player. Go out there and just play your game, and then you'll be okay.
When you look at this team, mm-hmm. obviously disappointing last year with the way you guys started. Guys finished strong as a group, but they still made a lot of changes defensively,
mm-hmm.
brought in a lot of new guys. How good can this defense be?
I think it can be pretty good. You know what I mean? We got lots of new talent here. Guys are running to the ball very quickly. And then you got to remember, they didn't have me out there last year, too.
All right. So that's a big factor.
That is a big factor.
I mean,
yeah.
You're a guy that can make explosive plays,
right.
Intercept passes,
right,
block
right.
kicks, mm-hmm. do all that other stuff. When you think about getting back to your game,
mm-hmm.
is it a mental thing now to just know that I'm finally healthy?
Yeah, it's all mental. You know, you got to focus more in the meeting rooms, you know, listen to what the coaches are saying. You know, I don't know it all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always learning the game or whatever, and just take it out to the field and process it and just run. You know, run like you're 20 again. Like I said, I'm very healthy right now, and I'm not worrying about anything. And I'm just going out there and play the game like I know I can play it.
Because you were so talented physically before
mm-hmm.
the injuries, is that part of the learning curve? Where you just mentioned it, you know, studying more,
mm-hmm.
studying more film and stuff like that. Is it now at the point where you got to get mental to meet physical?
Honestly, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's more of a physical battle when it comes to me. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, I know a little bit or whatever, but you don't want to overthink yourself when it comes to a play. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to overthink yourself. Then you're going to be doing too much. The play going to pass you or whatever. A running back might pass you. Or you're not going to get to the quarterback. So you just go and have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, like a 20-year-old kid, and just go out there and play football.
Obviously, the team hasn't made the playoffs the last two
mm-hmm.
years, but you've also been a Super Bowl champion.
Right.
Does that make you even hungrier to get another one now that you know what it tastes like?
I think, you know, a lot of people have doubt in the team or whatever, but, you know, I know my brothers want to come out and play football and run to the ball. And honestly, I think, you know, we want to make it to the playoffs this year. You know what I mean? With the talent that we got. Everybody's gone, but, you know, it makes you want to prove them wrong. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to get to the playoffs and then go to the championship. Now, if we get in the playoffs, we want to make them run for the money.
We appreciate a couple minutes. Good to see you're
Thank
healthy.
You very much.
Back and ready to go. Good luck
oh, yeah.
this season.
Thank you.
Jason Pierre-Paul joining us here on the program. When we come back on the show, guys are going to break down the Giants defense, including that defensive front, as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus.
Was another good day for the defense here at Giants training camp. Ryan Nassib back to throw, looks long, and there's Charles James to come up with the leaping interception. Big Blues D continues to make plays. Mark Herzlick with the deflection and the pick off of Curtis Painter. Well, you know, the Giants were a minus 11 in turnover ratio last year. That was 29th in the National Football League. Roman, that's got to change.
Well, and it should. And a lot of those turnovers were by way of the interceptions that you saw. And you would like to think that those issues are being addressed with how Eli Manning is going to play this year. But you did see a lot of the balls on the ground today. You saw a lot of guys trying to finish runs, getting the ball stripped, defenders coming in, causing turnovers at the end. And that shows really a lack of just focus and concentration throughout the whole play. You got to catch the ball, get through the hole, run all the way through, and keep the ball the whole time. So that's something that you didn't see, and that's something that upsets Coach Coughlin, the coaching staff.
Roman, before the break, we heard from one guy who really seems to be focused, and it's on the defensive side. That's Jason Pierre-Paul. Now, last year the Giants had 34 sacks. Justin Tuck had 11 of those. He's now with the Oakland Raiders. So does JPP have to be the guy to drive the Giants' sack totals?
And he has to, Paul. I mean, you go back to that 2011 season, 16 and a half sacks. I think the team was about 48 sacks for the year. He did have a pick six last year, but he says he's 110%. He's healthy. He's ready to be the leader. A lot of those other guys are gone. A lot of the older veterans are gone now. Now he's the guy, and he's got to get double-digit sacks, and he's got to get some tackles behind the line of scrimmage. JPP's got to be the leader of that defensive line this year.
There is an interesting addition to the Giants' defensive end rotation. It's Robert Ayers, formerly of the Denver Broncos. This is a guy who's never been a big sack specialist, folks, but he claims that the Broncos never used him properly, and he's happy to be a Giant because he thinks they will maximize his potential.
Well, one thing that we talked about JPP, one thing good that JPP always had, he always had another guy on the other side, whether it was Justin Tuck, Osi Miura, whoever. Robert Ayers is that guy. They can have a good one and two combination on the outside. One thing I like about him, he's very versatile. He's not a big, tall guy, so he can play with a lot of leverage. He can get underneath some of those big offensive tackles. He actually did a really good job of one-on-ones today. Does a great job using his hands. And you're right, in Denver, he was in a rotation constantly. John Fox believes in that defense line rotation. You're going to see him go, you know, four or five series at a time, you know, getting those reps. And then you'll see some double-digit sacks from him this year.
Ayers had 5.5 sacks last season. Now, what about Demontre Moore? Second-year player, has all the tools in the world at 6'5", 250.
Yeah, go back to last year, preseason, obviously the punt block to start the season. You expected a little bit more of that throughout the course of the year, but he was still learning how to be an NFL defensive end. He still has a lot of athletic ability, explosion. He's got that length. It's got long arms. Those are the things he's going to have to use to his advantage. You know, good interception, tip ball day. He's going to have to do more and more of that this year for the Giants.
Roman, the fourth member of that defensive end rotation is a graybeard, Matthias Kiwanuka, who says he's a man on a mission.
My approach to the game, I think it'll just be a pass rusher. You know, me and I'll be out there as a defensive lineman the majority of the time. If they ask me to do something else, you know, I'll do it. But from what we've seen here during this camp, it's just, you know, rushing the passer.
Now, what do you think the Giants can get out of Kiwi? Six sacks last year. His career high was 8 in 2008.
Well, one thing Kiwi needs to do is just finish his rushes and really go to that second level, get those second effort sacks. You saw that, you know, second year now playing defensive end. I think he's more comfortable. He's saying he's a pass rusher. He's going to play with his hand on the ground. That won't change. That should lead to more sack production. Whether that's 6, 8, or 10, we don't know. But you see him playing with a little more confidence now this season. That's what you expect from him.
One thing we know about Kiwi is that he's a winner. He's one of only three Giants who still remain from the Super Bowl 42 team. And he talked about that responsibility.
Having a lot of new guys around here, there is an increased role that I have to play in terms of just letting people know about the history. It's not just a mystique thing from the outside. It's a true way that we approach the game, that we approach life. And so myself and a lot of other guys who have been here, you know, kind of just taking the lead on just, you know, just going out there and showing people how to work.
It's hard to believe that Kiwanuka is one of the elder statesmen now. At 31 years old, he's actually been in this league for 9 years.
Yeah, and I think at this point in Kiwi's career, he knows who he is. He's comfortable with himself physically. He's worked extremely hard in the offseason, and he's really ready to be that leader. And you expect a big season out of Kiwi this year.
Well, I'll tell you something. If the Giants can get a bunch of sacks out of those four guys, it will go a long way for making this a winning season. Now, when we come back, the sights and sounds of training camp. And there were plenty of them today. We told you, snap, crackle, and pop with those pads. We'll be back with Giants Training Camp Live on MSG Plus right after this. And, hey, don't forget, take your Instagram photos, folks. When you come out to the field, plenty of shots to be had. Don't be shy. Keep snapping them. We'll be back after these words.
Baby. Told me to do it.
Nah, not to me, though. Do it to somebody else.
Hit it! Hit left, hit left, hit left, adjust. Oh, very good. That's it.
Let's strap up next time.
Hey, that cute with no pad. Hey, Mark, it's cute with no pads on.
Let me see you go. Boom! Right there, stay square.
Hey!
Oh, fuck you. Go, go, come on. Make him work that feet. Come on, go, 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 go. Slide your feet. Stay together. Stay together.
Take care of yourselves so that you can help us take care of our team. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Keep getting better.
Let's have a team now. One, two, three.
Team!
And don't forget to catch some more sights and sounds of Giants training camp live. Admission is free. Most of the practices start at about 1:20 in the afternoon on these fields right behind us. Well, Roman, I think the guys who are having the most fun so far are the guys on defense. You know, almost three-fourths of the starters from last year's team are expected to probably start opening day against Detroit.
And typically, Paul, this time of year, the defense is typically ahead of the offense. You don't have a new coaching staff. You don't have a new coordinator. So there's a more of a familiarity with the plays, with the system. You know, defense is typically reacts. And, you know, offensively, guys are still learning. This is the first day in pads. So day four isn't really an indication. Defense did do a great job today. But again, defense is typically ahead of the offense this time in training camp.
All right. Speaking of the defense, Roman, we've got to go to our Twitter question of the day, and it involves middle linebacker John Beeson. Philip J. Walsh wants to know when Beeson will be able to return for the Giants this year. Remember, the second week of June, he suffered a foot injury, and he's still not been cleared to practice.
Yeah, I talked to Beeson today, and he said he's feeling good. He didn't look like he was limping a lot, and he's really, you know, in a good place mentally, and he wants to come back tomorrow if he could. But I think realistically, you have to hope that he can get, you know, a preseason game or two in and then start opening day.
One thing that Beeson said is that he does want to play in some preseason games. He's not sure if he will, and if he does it, he still says he'll be ready to face the Detroit Lions opening day.
Yeah, and sometimes you just want to go out there and just suit up. Maybe that.
You know, based on how I feel, the way things are going, you want to keep making, you know, baby steps. If you go too fast, you have a setback, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're pushing that timetable of September 8th. So we want to be smart about it. Obviously, I'm going to do what they tell me, but I would love to get in the preseason and get some reps.
And remember, the Giants have five preseason games beginning a week from Sunday against the Buffalo Bills at the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Roman, it's been a great week. It's only week number one. We got a few more weeks to go.
Season's just starting with training camp. Let's go.
Can't wait. Hey, Bob Popper and Carl Banks will be back with you on Monday when Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, comes right back here on MSG. We'll see you then.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.